Jackie, thanks for joining us. We're starting off with some events on Saturday, and we're kicking things off with a seed share event.
So this event is for anyone that loves plants and planting, whether you're a beginner or new to desert growing, or even a seasoned pro. Seed share is an opportunity to collect seeds and solve problems and learn about seed saving skills and other opportunities. This will be held at the Cruces Creatives on 205 East Loman Avenue. There's going to be two times, one at 9 a.m. and one at 4 p.m. Admission is free. For more information, you can call 575-448-1072.
Okay, now we also have the Chamber Music Festival with the El Paso Pro Musica happening on Saturday as well.
Yes, this is a really neat event. The El Paso Pro Musica 2020 Chamber Music Festival promises world-class concerts this month. We'll have performers such as renowned jazz pianist Matt Herskowitz, who will dazzle the audience with his incredible jazz ensembles. That's going to be happening on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Doña Ana Arts Council Arts and Cultural Center. There will be lots of fun things to do, such as toast and desserts will be served. Also, later during the month, Grammy winner Zuul Bailey will be performing as well. He'll be celebrating Las Cruces on Tuesday, January 14th at 6 p.m. at the Double Eagle in Old Mesilla. For more information on that, please call 915-747-8163.
Exciting month for music lovers in our area. Moving on, we have an event at the Las Cruces Museum of Art, an educational event.
Yes, this event is great for kids of all ages. So you can join the Museum of Art for hands-on art experiences, making vegetable prints and crafting fossil casts. No registration is required and all materials will be provided by the museum from 2 to 3 p.m. That's going to be featuring the vegetable prints for families and children ages 17 and under. Vegetable prints are simple pictures that can be made by applying paint onto sturdy vegetables, such as potatoes or carrots. For more information on that, you can call the museum at 575-541-2137.
Okay, on Sunday, we have a really interesting roundtable discussion that is going to highlight the decline of newspaper opinion pages and how that may be making an impact on our political discourse.
Yes, this event is a great event for anyone who is interested in this subject. It is presented by the Unitarian Universalist Roundtable. And the event is properly called The Decline of Newspaper Opinion Pages and Its Impact on Our Political Discourse. And that's going to be held at 10:30 a.m. by former Sun News reporter and editor Walt Rubel. He was a print journalist for more than 35 years and currently has a weekly news show on KTAL Community Radio. For more information on that, you can call 575-532-9148.
That is taking place at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Las Cruces, correct?
Yes, that is correct. That's going to be held on Sunday.
Okay, now we're looking into next week, and there is going to be a presentation by the Native Plant Society in our area. What can you share about that?
So this is another event for plant lovers at the herbarium on the NMSU campus in Biology Annex near the intersection of Stewart and William Streets, held at 7 p.m. They will be presenting Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument, Southern New Mexico's outdoor jewel. The monument offers excellent weather for hiking during all seasons. Wildflower enthusiasts can view diverse desert plants and communities, and photographers can pursue ample and beautiful scenery. There will be a short meeting before the presentation. For more information on that, you can call 575-523-8413.
All right, Jackie, now we're going to close the Pulse with an update on what is actually happening with the Pulse.
So last time I was here, I told your listeners that the last issue of Pulse was going to be on December 26th. But actually, we have been told that the last issue will actually be on January 23rd. So there will still be a few more issues of Pulse coming up. And I just want to let everyone know that I will still be continuing to be the Sun News entertainment and trending reporter, and I will still be coming in every week to give everyone a weekly report on the week's top trending story or topic going on.
Okay, well, we're happy that you'll continue doing that and stopping by and keeping us updated. Jackie Devine is with the Las Cruces Sun News. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, and thanks for everyone's support. I'm going to be happy to come in every week and still update everyone.